At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Be a man.
Experience!
Are you with me?
Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach? Preacher.
Yep.
What's the best thing about the 50-yard line?
That's where I bang cheerleaders.
Why does be a man love football?
Because people tell me I have a football face.
Not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man. Summer's fucking over. Football's
here. Yes, be a man. The boys of summer have packed it the fuck in, haven't we?
Yeah, yeah. What's summer 1 to 10? How do you grade it?
I give it a fucking 7 for me. I made the best of it. The weather wasn't the best, but I try to go to the beach as much as possible. You
I
know,
didn't
I'm
get
a beach
up to see you this year. I came close a couple times. I know it.
I remember that last time when you ate the fucking steak with your bare hands like in front of everybody like a fucking true barbarian.
It's the only way to eat it. Yeah, I literally went to the beach like once.
Did you really?
Because I'm just sick of people.
Yeah. No, well, maybe.
I mean, where I live, everyone knows who I am, so they come over and say hi. I go in the back of my place and I sit in the sun 20 minutes a day.
But there's no poontang to look at, right?
No, it's all right. There's plenty of poontang everywhere else.
So be a man. You'll just go out there and sun.
Yeah,
old school sunning.
You know what my doctor told me like 5 years ago? He said, don't ever repeat this, but the best thing someone can do is go out and sit in the sun for 20 to 25 minutes every day.
That's the real vitamin D right
there. Yeah, he said, don't tell anybody I said that.
Wow.
Yeah. Meanwhile, after that, I've had skin cancer cut off from all of my body.
Have you really?
Yeah.
How many times?
So twice. 2 years in a row. But every year I go, they burn shit off me.
No
but I
shit.
Had to get,
quick
they had to get
slicing.
Cut shit off. There was actually cancerous a couple of times.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's from the baby oil and iodine mixtures when we were kids.
Yeah.
You used to make your own concoction for suntan oil?
The weather was, I mean, it seemed like a hot summer, but it wasn't temperature-wise. Just so fucking muggy,
right?
Much
rain.
Yeah, a lot of rain.
Muggy, Florida weather,
my
right?
My balls sweat all summer. So fucking humid, you know?
It's only 3 months of fucking summer, man. Just when you're getting underway, it's fall.
Yeah.
It turns to fall, and like a light switch goes off,
you
can feel it. It's
my
coming.
My favorite time of year.
This isn't bad. Up until November's
nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it sucks.
The taint of summer, like almost like the ass end of it, that's my favorite part.
Yeah. The taint of a taint.
Yeah.
Which leads us right into the fall, which is what, be a man?
Football season.
Football season.
My favorite. I can watch any team, NFL. I don't really watch college, but I can watch any team. Play
really?
Any team, anytime, NFL.
You'll watch the whole game?
Well, I'll put it on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Patriots, I'll watch every second of
really?
The game. Yeah.
I haven't watched a fucking game to completion maybe in several years, except for maybe a Super Bowl here and there. I've turned on it.
It seems different, doesn't it? It seems
totally
like it's definitely not as cool as like back in the day.
I think with the salary cap, things are a lot more competitive.
Yeah,
you know,
I like old school, you? I like the old days when I was a kid.
Bot Stav, Rainischke.
I like when the fucking the defense, there was no packages. There was this fucking middle linebacker. Same guys, no
you
matter
hit,
what.
Even if kill the quarterback, too.
And they killed the quarterback. Even if they couldn't walk. Remember Butkus, Nitschke?
Oh, yeah.
That's when it was fucking limping awesome. Around. The guy was playing middle fucking linebacker. He can barely move, limping around with 12 knee operations. But he played every fucking game.
I remember he killed Grogan on the goal line.
Yeah. That was the day, man, for me. Modern day with the in and out, the bullshit. I'm not a big fan of it, man. I got to say it.
It's changed a lot. A lot of speed. I mean, I think the AstroTurf is ridiculous. You saw what happened to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
That's definitely because of AstroTurf.
Right.
I don't know. You know, these guys are, I mean, the knee injuries and injuries like that will go down 50% if they had regular
grass. No question about it.
You know, you're getting like the stars of the league. Like, I was looking forward to seeing Rodgers play the Patriots two times.
Yeah, you know? now here's a question. Could Aaron Rodgers like sue the NFL or fucking like that stadium or anything?
With the money they make, it's at their own peril.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
You know what I'm saying?
The players are all complaining about it, but they don't give a fuck.
If it was like faulty turf, maybe, if there was like a seam in it that was sticking up, I mean, you could probably sue for that, but it was just because his foot wouldn't give out.
I mean, he's like the only interesting guy in the fucking league as far as I'm concerned. He did the ayahuasca experiment.
Oh, yeah,
he talks about a lot of shit. Who would you rather hang out with, him or fucking Brady? Come on.
Exactly.
Easy, right?
Yeah. If I had to choose.
And he fucking throws the ball on a dime, man. I mean, fucking great.
Put him on the fucking Patriots. I think he would have won a few more titles, Hugh.
Yeah.
That's a knock on him. He's only won one.
Yeah, right.
One Super Bowl. But
I claim this. Brady, as great as he is, okay, the first one, he was fucking just there, more or less, right? Big deal. Maybe even another one's kind of like that. All right, the guy's a fucking winner. But you can't tell me is he a better athlete than Rodgers? No. Better quarterback? Probably. I don't
know.
It's debatable, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think Rodgers is definitely a better quarterback.
I'd rather watch fucking Rodgers.
Yeah.
You see Brady fucking run? I mean, come on. I run better than him.
Yeah,
pushing fucking 70.
Brady was the last draft pick of the Montreal Expos.
As a catcher. Oh, as a catcher, yeah. Well, catcher, you can't run. They stick you behind the fucking play. Remember a couple of years ago in the Super Bowl, he threw that little pass to himself. He fell down.
Yeah.
Happened a couple of times. He looked fucking horrible. That erases everything to me.
You know what Brady is to me? Brady is like the guy that just does missionary with the lights on, but he's just lights out with it. He's making all the broads fucking come with this fucking missionary of the lights on. So he's not changing anything. He's not doing anything.
He's very, very. I think the big thing going for him was the system in his brain.
Yeah.
You know, he's pretty sharp. Yeah. So, and he's a leader. You know, just I heard from people in the locker room that, you know, they'd be fucking around like he was very competitive playing pool with his teammates. And they'd be fucking around the locker room, and he'd walk in, and everyone would, like, calm down, like, you know.
The boss is here.
Yeah.
No more fucking around.
Yeah, Belichick's disciple.
Screaming, let's go, at the top of his lungs. I don't like that.
Yeah.
That sounds stupid, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like a chick.
But I remember, you know, growing up, right, I watched the Super Bowls with my uncles all the time. You know, they loved the Packers because Vince Lombardi.
That was great. Right? I like when a coach roamed the sidelines with his own personal clothing. Nice cashmere fucking coat. Yeah. Nice like
Hank Stram.
Fucking right? Tom Landry, Stram, Lombardi. Yeah. They were handsome.
All those guys.
They wore their own fucking clothes.
Yeah.
Air Coryell.
Yeah.
See, that's what I like. That
now,
era.
What's his name? Dan Pouts. He has ripped off shit, right?
He looks like a fucking slob, the guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just, I'm happy football's here, I bet it. And it's easy now on the app. I mean, I used to take action years ago, as you know. And it's so much different now. Now when guys take action, they have it's all computerized. Yeah. They have their own little site. Yeah. But I do it with, like, some of the big names, the big sites to give you a discount. So I got, like, 7 apps on my phone. They're always giving me free stuff. So I'm taking advantage of it. You know, it's so easy, man.
You a betting man, be a man?
I'm a betting man, yeah.
You bet heavy?
Nah, I stay within myself.
Yeah.
Only 6,000-7,000 a game.
I only bet, like, if I'm in a room with a bunch of other people. Like, hey, you want to toss a couple, like, and we're watching the game? Other. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, when you bet with a bookie or, you know, a big company, you know, they take 10% out, you know. So if you bet 100, you're betting 110 to make 100.
Yeah.
They juice you know, that's how they make their money.
Yeah.
And the hope is they get money on both sides, so they just keep the juice, you know.
Do you like watching games with people or by yourself?
It don't matter. Like, I, you know, usually on Sundays, my best Sundays is have a couple of guys over. I cook Italian food. Put the games on all day. We just sit there, fucking eat all day, and have football on.
Please tell me nobody wears a fucking Gronkowski jersey.
Never.
A grown man should be fucking slapped in the face if I see him with a jersey on.
The jersey you should wear is a Jimmy Garoppolo jersey because he's a Paisan.
Or Babe Parilli, quarterback in the 60s.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But how the fuck do you wear a shirt? Like, you're like, we.
I know.
Yeah. We won.
I know.
They lost.
Oh, you play for him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People say we?
I don't get it.
Oh, no. I don't get that
at all. Especially, like, I, you know, if they wear a shirt it's one thing, but if you wear a shirt of someone that's like 40 years younger than you, that's even worse.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
The only pass I'll give a guy wearing a shirt is if he comes up with some fucking obscure name from 30 years ago.
John, like, oh, that's cool.
John Wensink.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, he's older than me, so I can wear his shirt.
Right. But if you're a fanboy as a grown man, I'm sorry. I can't accept it.
Yeah. Now, do they have football cards anymore?
I never see those.
I don't see those. I used to fucking get a. I used to grab a stack like this, and I used to have seven or eight guys used to hand them out for me, and you know I give them a little piece, and then I turn it into the big guy, keep a bunch for myself, turn it into the big guy, and you know sometimes the guy would be like, "Oh, I gave you so many. What are you doing with them? Wallpapering your fucking bedroom with them?"
How sucky were those fucking things? I never won a dime.
Four teams. $1, you win $10.
Right.
If you get a tie, it's the same as a loss.
Right? Awful.
But that was like when I was taking action, that was like a little side gig I had going. You know, I had like seven or eight places. I drop them off to kids. They do it, you know, give it to the guys at work and give me the money. Yeah, so.
How about the fucking over-exuberant fans? For example, we all heard about this. The poor guy killed at the Patriots game the other day.
Yep. Jesus.
What's up with that?
Yeah, you heard about that, right, Tons?
Yes, I did. Yeah, that's fucking nuts.
So they're saying that it wasn't from the punch. He had a medical condition. But I heard someone else say that the punch could have brought on his medical condition. So the people are going to be charged with at least manslaughter.
When the fist hit his fucking head, the guy got a medical condition?
Yeah.
That got triggered? No, the guy should get fucking manslaughter.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And then there was the fight. The two girls beat up the girl. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that one.
Did you see that, Tons?
I did not.
Same game. Yep, in the 300 section. They fucking took her and they pushed it. They pounded the shit out of her. Then they dragged her over and she fell into the next row and her big ass was sticking up.
Jesus. Oh, nice.
Yeah. Big fat ass.
These players are all saying the fucking New England fans are some of the worst in the league.
Well, you know, it's a night game.
Yeah.
I've been there. I mean, when I was younger, we never really got in a fight. Like, I remember after the game, we were shit-faced. We played a pickup game in the parking lot, and I punched a kid. Oh, I didn't. I hit a kid by accident in the face. He was bleeding, and we almost started a big brawl. One of my buddies got laid out, and it was like, you know, started out as a friendly game, but everyone was shit-faced.
Yeah, that's what happens.
You know, but I remember there was, when I was, I don't know, probably high school down at Schaefer Stadium, which was a dump. You remember that place, right?
Yeah, the metal benches you sit on.
There was two kids walking, like young kids, like 13, you know, from the hood, walking down below. And there were these guys hanging over, shit-faced, calling them racial slurs. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm standing with my buddy, and he had pinged. All of a sudden, rocks came flying up, right, hitting the metal. So we sat down. You could hear the rocks hitting the concrete on the outside. I looked up, and one of the guys who was yelling it, he got hit in the head with a fucking rock.
Ooh.
Right in the forehead, fucking busting him open. It sounded like a rock was hitting the concrete.
No shit.
Same sound.
On his head?
On his head. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Nice.
And that shut the guy right up.
I was like, did he get dropped?
Oh, he was down.
Out?
No, he was out, but he was fucked up. Yeah. But so we just kind of stayed up there because we couldn't get hit with a rock.
No.
That was like a long time ago.
No.
I was 40, 50, almost 50 years ago, probably.
And you can't bring your pistol to the fucking game to defend yourself against a fucking rabid fan.
You can't bring your gun anywhere. There's cameras everywhere. You can't get away with anything nowadays.
And it's seriously, I mean, I bet you it has something to do with, like, social media and stuff. I mean, definitely because everybody has a phone. You're seeing a lot more of these fucking fights in the stands and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And fucking, it's got to be my favorite part of sports.
More times than not, it's night games.
Yeah.
Everyone's good all day. Like, tailgating's great.
Right.
Go down there, you know, cook.
Yeah.
You didn't go when we went a couple of years ago, right, Tons?
I did not. But I have been before.
Me, Mr. Monday, and Joe.
Last time I went to tailgating, went to the game. I lasted in the game a half hour. I go, I'll be by the fucking tailgate, man. I'm out of here. I had no interest in sitting there watching the game live. I'd rather be by the fucking tailgate with the TV going.
That's what I'm saying.
Our idea of a tailgate when we went down to the game was we walked around and people knew Be a Man and we were just taking their food and eating it.
Oh, that's nice.
You want a beer? You want a beer? You want a burger? Yeah, yeah.
You drink 35 beers, eat 15 fucking cheeseburgers because you'd be a man.
Yeah, that was our tailgate. Plus, the kid gave me a $50 bill.
No shit.
Yeah. He loved, he's like, I'd love being a man. Here you go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he gave me $50.
Nice. First,
the only tip I ever gotten, you cheap bastards.
You're like a social media prostitute.
Yeah, Jesus
Christ. But you know, some of these things they tape at games, for example, you know all these incidents on airplanes?
Yeah.
If you see that fucking good-looking bride, she goes, fuck you, I'm an Instagram model, go fuck yourself,
yeah,
whatever.
Was that anybody we know?
These are all staged. No. Not all of them, but they're staged. They say a lot of these people are staging these.
Yeah.
Like that chick had somebody film her, right?
Yep.
Go, listen, I'm going to get on the fucking plane. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say that. You film me. I say this. Boom, it blows up. It goes viral.
Somebody's trying to make her pornography famous now.
Really?
Yes. They're trying to
sign. Yeah, she was offered to do porn, right?
Yep.
From that, yeah.
Huh. I didn't know who it was. Nobody we know. It wasn't a Kardashian or anything.
No, but she looked like one.
Yeah, she's
hot. But it's great. She goes to the
person.
She
had the big ass.
Well, no, she did. You like that? No?
Yeah. Oh, well, the big ass, no. I like a little ass.
Did you really?
Yeah, I like a little ass.
I'm surprised, man. I'm surprised at that.
I like small
the
ass.
The bigger, the better, man.
Really?
I like them nice and spread out like the fucking Ponderosa.
So should I go on a plane and fucking start yelling and say I'm into Instagram famous?
You should have a kid planted in row fucking 6 seat B, right?
I'll start pounding.
Say, listen, when I walk down the fucking aisle, start filming.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull a stunt or two.
I'll just get some guys to start pummeling them.
Yeah. Oh, even that guy can be in like the WWE. Yeah. Go, listen, I'm going to fucking pummel you over the seat going back.
Yeah.
But wink, wink, we're in it together.
Yeah. Give him a blood capsule, right?
Yeah. Like a wrestler. You're escorted off the fucking airplane.
The fucking razor blade in the sleeve. Fucking.
No, you want it to be so bad that the airplane has to turn around mid-flight.
Oh, yeah. Like the guy with the diarrhea. That's how you know.
Oh, that guy.
That's how you know.
I still
want to
know
bad.
That fucking. I want pictures of the diarrhea.
I need to see the quantity. Yeah. How much fucking diarrhea are we
they
talking about?
They said it
about?
Went down the whole aisle. I mean, that's a lot of fucking shit. It's like an elephant taking a shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, you got to think that if it was runny, the plane's up at an angle, right? So it's probably all rolling backwards or forwards.
And it's not a rug. It's kind of like a vinyl thing,
well, I was
right?
going to say, if it was a rug, it would have fucking like worn itself in. Out after a while, right?
Yeah.
It would have slowed down.
But still, for it to go from the top, if you poured a gallon of water from the top
right.
by the pilot all the way to the back.
Yeah.
I mean, would it make it all the way down? I don't know.
I think it would.
So what, the guy pulls pants down and take a shit? I don't understand that.
I don't know if it came out of the... I don't even know if he was in the fucking bathroom or he was trying to get in the bathroom or whatever, right?
Yeah, like, was he in the seat and he was just shitting so much that it was coming out of the leg of his pants and running down the fucking, like...
Hey, listen, I told you what happened time.
Yeah,
but for the grace of God, I was 1 second away from shitting my pants. What would have come out, I have no idea. Loose, hard, whatever. But I was about to go.
Didn't you look at it after you went, though?
No, I was so traumatized on the airplane.
Right?
Airplane.
And it doesn't suck it right out?
It sucked it right out.
Oh, yeah.
It sucked it out immediately, dropped it over some fucking house in East Boston.
Yeah, I was on the train the other day, and I took a leak, and it... Fucking sucks it right out.
It's a bunch of bullshit. It goes right on the fucking ground. Who are they kidding?
Yeah, right.
It has to, right?
Yeah, what are you going to go fucking collect that stuff?
No, they got a tank, I'm sure. You ever follow college football?
Never.
I mean, if the BC game's on, I'll throw it on.
Mm-mm.
Pretty frustrating last week. They almost came back.
Yeah, we're not in the area for college football.
You got BC. You got UMass plays a lot of big teams, but they're...
But I mean,
basically Division 1A.
It's not like fucking. It's not like fucking
Midwest.
Alabama and shit.
Yeah, down
like
there.
Fucking Texas, fucking A&M. Shit.
Around the Midwest, Nebraska.
They love it,
fucking,
man. High school football, they treat it like the fucking pros.
They got nothing else to do out there.
Varsity Blues,
nothing
right?
Else going on.
Yeah.
Friday Night Lights, all that.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Bullshit.
Inside the NFL on HBO, remember?
Oh, yeah.
That was a
that
good
was
show.
That was a
panel
good show.
When they had Dawson.
Lenny Dawson.
In the early days.
He just kicked.
Yeah, but see, talk about old-time football. There's that great picture of him with the cigarette in his mouth on the bench.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. A player that has a smoke and a drink right on the fucking bench.
That was like Yaz on the dugout.
Completely out of shape, but yet a good ball player. That's what I like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like something that you can fucking like relate to.
Those old quarterbacks had swagger.
Oh, yeah.
Like him and
fucking
Namath.
Billy Kilmer.
Oh, yeah.
Big drunk.
Sonny Jurgensen.
Fucking boozers.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
Oh, yeah.
Reek the booze in the fucking huddle. You know what I mean? Not a muscle in their fucking body, yet they're a quarterback in the NFL.
No shit.
Injun Joe Cap. Remember him?
Came over here and sucked. He won one Super Bowl, right?
Never threw a spiral in his whole fucking life as a quarterback.
Jimmy Plunkett.
He got good when he left here. He was good at the college, right?
Yeah.
Got his balls kicked here. And then he won, two Super Bowls he won.
Two Super Bowls at Oakland, yeah.
You know, I used to like the Raiders, right? I liked Pittsburgh, the Raiders, Miami, the Jets when I was a kid, Packers, of course.
Yeah.
AFL man all the way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was a Packers guy.
You like the Packers?
Patriots just sucked. They suck forever.
But I like the AFL. Yeah. I like that whole concept of it, the early days of it, the big fucking merger. You know what I mean?
But then when they merged with the NFL... They took some of the teams.
They swapped them all.
Yeah, like Cleveland came over to the AFL from the NFL, right? A couple of teams.
Right. Baltimore. Did they move now?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe the Baltimore coach.
Somebody moved that to the other, right?
Yeah.
Fuck around with that stuff. Leave the fucking teams alone.
I mean, what about broads? Is it watching a football game?
Yeah.
You know, if there's a broad there, they fucking talk too much. That's why if you get one broad's going to be there, you got to get a couple more and put them in the fucking kitchen and make them cook. Talk to each other.
You got to back them in the corner.
Yeah.
It sucks if they screech over every little play. You know what I mean? Like, okay, listen, take it easy. And then they go, what happened?
What are you yelling about?
You don't know what happened. Stop fucking yelling.
Yeah, when they screech at plays that are bad plays or those flags and shit and you're all pissed off about it and they're cheering, you just want to deck them.
No. I haven't been watching a game with a broad in fucking 50 years.
It's fucking torture, but I mean, no. I'd imagine like as a married man, and I know that like this is something that happens, is that you have broads that they want to do projects on Sundays. They want you to do shit when you're home for the weekend, and they won't let you watch the fucking game.
Well, that's a fucking cuckold. I'll never be me.
I'm watching football no matter what when I want to watch it.
Here's the rule of my house: I do what I want. When I want. Mm-hmm. Not to sound like a douche, but that's just true.
Yeah. You got to find a girl that can accept that. That's all.
She doesn't give a fuck what I do.
Right? Yeah, she's fine.
You're not going to watch the game. We have to mow the lawn and do this. Go get the fuck out of here.
We have to go to fucking Bed Bath and Beyond during the game.
How about the guy you see doing that on a Sunday or whatever? You go, look at this poor prick. He's being dragged through fucking stories by the wife.
We have to go to a family fucking communion or something. Well, it doesn't happen to me, but it's family function.
The older you get, it's easier to say, fuck off. I ain't coming. I ain't doing this. I ain't doing that. I do what I want.
Exactly. you guys play fantasy football?
Never. I don't even know anything about it. I hear about it, obviously. It's not my fucking jam, as they
say. I thought it was like girls in lingerie running around when I first heard about it. But
that's what I thought, too.
That's something else.
Right. Yeah. Do they still have that?
They still have the lingerie ball,
I was going to say, they still have that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a gimmick.
Over the years, we've met a couple of the lingerie models that participate in the game at the different events we do. But yeah, I get fantasy football going. That makes it a little more interesting.
I don't even know what fantasy football is.
You know, you have a little skin in the game.
Yeah, fantasy football is just, for me, it's just too involved. It's like, I used to do like, you know, just the weekly pick'ems. You know, just pick who's going to win, you know, out of those games.
There's a word for that.
We used to call them pick'ems.
Maybe it's the weekly pick'em.
Yeah.
It's like a suicide league or something they call it, I believe.
Yeah, but something like that where I can do like a little bit of research and be like, and not have to go too crazy.
Don't worry about the point spread, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot tougher, with fantasy when you're fucking, you know, you have to set your lineups,
football is a huge business.
Yeah,
I mean, no, like Yahoo, well, I don't want to plug anyone, but a lot of these different sites, they run the fantasy football, and all of a sudden you can do, like, you want more information, you got to pay this. They give you options now, and they have leagues where you pay, like, a paid league where everybody has to pay up front, they get a piece of it. They get like 10%. They're like the fucking mob.
Right.
Yeah. And it wasn't like that when fantasy first started. Like,
when fantasy first started, you were waiting for the scores from the fucking Monday Globe for the Sunday games.
Yeah.
You know, to figure out the stats and stuff.
But it's just like anything. As soon as those companies figured out that they could make fucking money off of fantasy football, they went balls in.
Yeah. And a lot of these betting websites, they offer fantasy football leagues too.
Yeah.
But like a lot of the websites that have had him before, it's a big money maker for him.
Yeah.
You know, they make a lot of money.
Fuckers. You know, I did love playing tag rush football, tackle football when I was a kid, flag, all that stuff. Yeah, yeah. Those days I miss. We used to play in the asphalt in Somerville at the schoolyard.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes we played tackle on the fucking cement.
Yeah, of course.
That's hardcore.
I'll never forget. Same thing I threw a 40-yard fucking beautiful. I was a quarterback. I was a running fucking quarterback out of Somerville.
Right? Really?
I threw a nice fucking pass to Joey Barberi. He's looking back, the outstretched arms over his shoulder, right in the fucking basket. Nice. He ran into a hydrant. I swear, he got fucking KO'd, dropped. He left the game, never came back.
Did he drop the ball?
He dropped the fucking ball. He was fucking injured. And I said, you motherfucker, it's the best ball I ever threw in my life.
Joey Barberi.
Joe Barberi. I can still picture it. I go, look at this. It's a 40-yard bomb.
That's awesome.
You should, right, full speed. Full speed into a fucking, not one of them short hydrants. Yeah, you know when they had a tall one every now and then? Right, in the fucking hydrant.
Now, like, he was used to getting banged up on asphalt and stuff, so he must have really been hurt if he didn't get up. Because growing up in the city, you're always getting scrapes and banged up and bruises.
You got to know the field.
Yeah.
Like, see, if that was me, I'd say, there's the fucking hydrant. I'm going to try to gather it in with one hand and move it into the fucking body, right?
Yeah, you got to play the hydrant like the sideline, right? You got to do the tiptoe catch.
We used to go to, when I was really young, in East Boston, we used to go to City Yard. They'd be fucking be playing down there, be fucking all kinds of broken glass and shit.
No.
Right?
Now you don't even see Trump kids
Field.
Play
football. Did you play Trump Field?
Trump, absolutely.
You grew up not too far from there, right?
Right, yeah. A couple of miles away, played flag football leagues. We played for fucking years.
Those are crazy leagues, man.
Because,
if you're on the line in those leagues, you get no pads.
There's banging there.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously.
I was a skilled player.
I was no tailback, so they put me on the line.
See, I won't play line.
Yeah.
Say, wait a minute. I'm either the quarterback, the wide receiver, the running back, or I quit.
It's just that I played through college, football, but I was never really a star or anything.
You could have been a middle linebacker if it was tackle.
I played tackle too, but I was never really anything great.
No,
I mean, like baseball and hockey are like my sports.
Be a man. Experience
Hotline. Be a man. Hotline.
Yes, 24/7.
Leave a voicemail or send us a text.
Hotline.
Call anytime.
617-329-9505.
Call 24/7 with your sick fucking stories. We love it.
All right, our first call from the Be a Man Hotline.
Tell you guys the story that got me off online dating forever. So I was talking to this broad. She was down in Newport, in Rhode Island, about a half hour, 45 minutes away. She's not giving me any horse signs at all, so we're talking. I work night shift. She's supposed to have a fire down where she is. I'm supposed to come down there on a Friday after work. I take the day off. She says, I'll come up there. So I'm like, nice. I'm going to get to know this broad. She comes up, we're talking for 2 hours, we're shooting the shit, it's like we're not even trying to fuck, we're just good friends. So, it's kind of cold, so getting eaten by mosquitoes. So we go inside, be a man, my life was about to change. As soon as I went downstairs, she bites my ear and says, do you wanna fuck? So okay, I wanted to fuck. So, we start doing stuff. Little bit of red flag. She's not letting me do certain stuff that you would do when you're being intimate. Long story short, I slap her ass mid deed. She says, "Hey, do you want to put it in my ass?" I put it in her ass. She starts screaming more. I said, "What do you want? What do you mean? I don't know what more means. I only got one." She says, "I want another dick."
Oh.
I said, "That's not happening." See, man, this was my first time smoking pot and having sex, so my mind was not really in the right place. I went into my closet to find something phallical. I had gone shooting that day, and my pistol clip was sitting right there. Without thinking, I grabbed it. I went back in the room. I stuck it in there. She liked it for about 2 seconds. Next day, after she slept over, she never talked to me again. See you, man.
Wow.
All right,
What a saga.
Yeah.
That's how it is nowadays. Like, guys used to fucking blow loads and leave. Now girls are in for the same thing.
Yeah.
And one night.
She doesn't care. Incredible. That guy had so many layers to that story. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Suck a gun up a pussy.
I was high. And I did
what
this.
Did you stick the clip up?
Yeah, he stuck the clip up there.
Then she asked me this, and I did that. Then she did this, and we smoked pie. She, fuck, unbelievable.
Yeah. He's a great memory. Jesus Christ. All right. This next one is quick check-in with Dallas. This is a pretty disgusting story, and this kid sounds like he had a great time.
Good day, Be a Man and crew. Got a funny sex story. A few years ago, I just started dating this incredibly feisty woman who loved fucking. During this time, I was dealing with some GI issues and my insides were rumbling nonstop. Anywho, we were going at it every day like two rabbits fucking during mating season. I was railing my 7.5-inch rod into her and started to notice my insides were not happy. I wasn't sure if I was gonna fart or shit the bed. Literally. I turned my mind to focus on fucking and not worry about my insides. A few minutes later, I ended ripping massive ass whilst plowing the fuck out of her. I was slightly embarrassed, but she moaned mad loud and seemed to enjoy it. The moral of the story, fart during sex. Be a man.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you, when I have gas and I'm fucking banging a blow, it takes me longer to blow a load.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't remember ever having this problem. And I get a lot of gas, but I think I never got it in that moment.
Because you're so concentrated on, right?
Well, I've been told that constipation makes your orgasms more intense.
Really?
Yes, I've been told this.
I'm gonna eat like fucking 10 pounds of cheese tonight.
I believe that. It probably rubs against the whatever inside, right? Causing more stimulation.
Yeah, that's got to be real.
Right?
Yeah.
Something. It tickles something inside you.
Yeah.
So you blow a massive fucking quantity.
Your intestines are vibrant against the inside of your dick.
That's fine. Nobody can tell a story like that fucking Dallas. I'll tell you that, though, huh?
He's the best in the business.
He knows how to hit it.
Yeah. Dallas is our man.
Be a man. Experience!
I love football. You know, I was looking... The schedule's like, you know, only a third of the year it goes on, basically, when you look at it, right? 4 or 5 months. I live for it, though. I love it.
Yeah.
Love all facets. I love gambling. Love playing football cards when I can find one. Love doing the fantasy football. Love eating and fucking watching football.
It's a man's world.
I love it.
Well, I'm not so big on football like I used to be. I still watch old NFL films, so I will do that from back in the day.
The music is the best.
The modern day game, I'll watch a playoff game here and there, but overall, I'm not that into it. You know what I mean? Fuck them.
I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man Experience.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.